First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network, your home for totally free personal and business checking. Find them online at gofirstbank.com. And, of course, stop by your local branches in Alpine, Afton, Kemmer, and Mountain View. Heading to Cokeville High School to talk some volleyball. And Coach Kristen Vierig is with us this morning. Coach Vierig, thank you so much for joining us and talking Cokeville volleyball today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
We do appreciate your time. We appreciate your access. And I guess I want to start things off with kind of give us a snapshot of where the Lady Panthers stand right now and what kind of season do you feel like they've had to this point?
And I feel like we've had a really good season so far. We had a little hiccup in our conference games. We were looking to go, one of the goals of the girls was to go 8-0 in conference, had the skills and abilities to do so, went over to Snake River in bags and went 5 with them and ended up losing. So we're right now, we're in the tie for first and second with Little Snake River in our conference. And so we will go to coin flip on that and see where we go in regionals after we finish up with Encampment and Saratoga and Parson this week, which we are hoping to be able to sweep them. The team as a whole has just played really well, the most competitive team. I mean, this is my third season now, the most competitive team that I've coached. Just really has a lot of fire, doesn't give up. We can be down by quite a bit and they'll fight back. Not a whole lot of worry when we get down in games because they just really do just have a lot of that competitive nature in them. So a really fun team to coach and so far doing really well. We've battled some really big schools and just handled the smaller schools. So it's been a great season.
That's a pretty big statement, Coach, when you say that this is the most competitive team you've coached because of the volleyball tradition that's in Cokeville, and you've been part of some great teams. And of course, as you're well aware, before that time, there were some great teams that went through Cokeville. So that's a real big compliment for this group of girls.
Yes. You know, sometimes you'll have the one or two on the team that really have that competitive fire in them, and they can fire up the rest of the team. And this year I'm senior heavy. So I've got 6 seniors and all 6 of them start for me. I have a junior she's a junior libero. So she is the only one that's not a senior, and every single one of those seniors just has that fire in them. And so if one of them is having a down day, the other ones can pick it up. And so it's just an interesting mix of all the weapons that we have on the court this year.
Of any of the high school sports that I've covered over the years, volleyball is one of those that it does not seem to be the size of the school. It's the size of the fight and the kids that are on the floor. And Cokeville personifies that when you think about it. And the strength of schedule, it seems like Cokeville always is scheduling up. That's why when you get to this time of the year, they're always just kind of rolling through some of the smaller schools. But kind of speak to that, the mindset and the expectations that are there, that are put there by the locals and by the staff and by the girls themselves.
Yeah, we do love, like, I inherited obviously an amazing program to be able to coach with. And the schedule that they had was, I mean, it's 4A, 3A schools right off the bat for the first, 3 or 4 weeks that we play. And it's always interesting. You're correct in that when you show up to those teams, they all are like, in a way, for a while, they're, it's a 1A team. We should be able to roll over them, but it's just a different mentality when we have someone like us that can come in and just give everything that we have. We're really scrappy. There's not a whole lot that hits the ground, so we frustrate a lot of those bigger schools. But it does. It gives them the opportunity to play at that higher level. And then sometimes as the season goes on, it gets hard to play some of the smaller schools that don't have quite as competitive teams because it's a different game as well. So just finding that adjustment to be able to transfer into the 1A style of volleyball after playing, the bigger schools that we've played throughout the year. But I think that's just, we love it. We love to have that level of play. We'd like to win more of those, beat more of those bigger schools, but to take a set from them and to really show up and keep Cokeville on the map has been really fun to continue to do, even after these amazing coaches have retired and moved on.
Coach Kristen Vierig with Cokeville Volleyball joining us this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach Vierig, you get to this time of year, middle of October, postseason on the horizon kind of looming. You mentioned the region tournaments coming up and then state right after that. In your experience and with the teams that you've coached in the past, you kind of try and track the season and you try and hit little benchmarks, right? Be like, we want to be playing at this level by this time and this level by this time. Do you feel like your team is on track to be playing his best volleyball in time for postseason?
Yes, I do. There was a moment about 2 or 3 weeks ago where I was like, okay, these girls, they're playing very well. I was worried that they were like, oh, we're playing really well. I didn't want them to peak at that point. And, we had a lot of discussion about that. Like, you can't peak now. We have to continue to get better every single practice, every single week, so that we are ready for when the time comes. And that's actually, we have four games over the next week, ending with Mountain View on Thursday, which we do on purpose, once again, to have a bigger team that we kind of battle before we head into the postseason. But we are definitely playing our best volleyball at this time right now. We've had 2 weeks off, which is kind of a bummer and hard to do, honestly, when you're moving that well. So it'll be interesting to see how we come out of those 2 weeks off. But right now I do believe that we are playing our best volleyball that we have all season.
Let's talk about some of your players before we leave. What's highlight some of those girls? You talked about the six seniors. Tell us who are these six seniors and what they mean to the program.
So we have Reagan Teichert, who is from a long line of volleyball players. She's a little outside hitter that is just a spitfire. She's the one that just has the most competitive fire in her and has done really well hitting, not only hitting, but her defense is just phenomenal. She would probably be a libero on other teams because of the amount of the amazing defense that she plays. I've got two middles, Amelia Richardson and Kylie King. Kylie King has been out with an ankle, but as of yesterday's practice, she was back in action and doing really well, blocking really well, both of those middles, and getting a lot of kills for us. Whereas Cokeville usually is known for, outside hitters. We've got quite a few weapons across the front. And I had a senior this year, but she was a middle last year, and she's moved to the outside, Savannah Bell. She is, her mom was a Hemrick, played here. So we have a long line of people who, their parents played here, their siblings played here. And so she's doing really well from the outside, just learning to play that position and the amount of defense that she has to play in that position. And she's done very, very well and just improved. I think she's at the top of her position right now as far as, she started off just learning and now she's just really doing a lot of really great things. Briley Grohl is my setter. They'll come to me and say, I thought she was a runner. Well, she's a setter and she's a point guard and she's about, she plays all the sports and she just, as a setter, leads that team and runs the offense really well, mixes things up between all of our weapons, does a great job. And then the last senior is actually my daughter, Dakota Virig. She's a right side for me. She has decided that she was going to hit harder this year and she really has. So she's become a weapon on the right side, which is also kind of a rare thing at times. So there's just a lot of opportunities for my setter to push the ball around. If someone's having an off game or someone's getting blocked, then there's more coming at them. So.
Excellent. Coach Virig, thank you so much for your time. Good luck to you and the Lady Panthers for the rest of the season. Death, taxes, and Cokeville Volleyball and Casper. Those are the three constants in life. So
that's what we're banking on. You got it.
Hey, thank you so much and wish you the best.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.